This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Oh, wait a minute. Neither of them are here. Not so fast.
The world of technology. Jennifer is actually on her way to, I thought she was going later today, but it turned out somehow her plane arrangements changed. So she's on her way to Hawaii now. She's the bridesmaid, maid of honor, I think, right?
Isn't she? Wedding? Maid of honor, I think.
It's this weekend. She loves Hawaii. I love Hawaii. I'd like to have gone. Nobody invited me to this damn wedding, though. I don't understand.
If she see how they are.
How come I didn't get invited? I should be going. And meanwhile, Victoria is trying to find her way to something that works. Let's get everything working.
Yeah, we got her.
This is... You have her?
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Wow. How about that for
magic? This has been a really bad Mercury in retrograde.
It
that's
is.
All I have to say.
All right,
everything
so let's explain.
Goes haywire.
You know what? You guys in your Mercury in retrograde. Forget it. It's called the internet.
No.
Sorry.
You know, Mercury
every now and then it's
in retrograde.
On you.
Yeah, yeah. But it glitches more. Transportation, and look at what happened to Jennifer. She was going to be around today, and then her plane arrangements were changed because something happened to the original flight she was going on. It happens in transportation and communication more during the gaffes, if you will, and sometimes a personal gaffe in communication.
Let's see if there's actual statistics on this.
Stats on Mercury what happened during Mercury being retrograde. Okay, yeah, you can look that up, Bridgie.
Mercury is the messenger planet and the planet of communication. So when it's spinning backwards, that's essentially what it means when you're talking about retrograde. Then everything moves slower and everything gets jumbled up.
How does the planet just decide to spin backwards?
Well, it
just
actually
appears that way.
It appears that way.
It appears in the sky to be going backwards.
Yeah.
So it trips up a lot of people. Ask Bill Cosby how he likes Mercury in retrograde. Prosecutors hoping to paint him as a serial predator at his sexual assault trial yesterday put on testimony from 13 more women who say Cosby gave him a hoomph. You know what I mean? A little quaalude action, some other drugs, maybe a little alcohol, mix them all up, and what do you get? You get a criminal case against Bill Cosby, who's now 79 years old. This stuff has been going on, apparently, for years. The oldest one in this particular group is back in 2004. A Temple University employee says that she was a victim at his hands, if you know what I mean. So there are a number of these things. It's the same story. Different women, that's all. Under Pennsylvania law, they could be allowed, these women, to testify to show an alleged pattern of behavior, even if no charges ever were filed. So he's got 50 accusers prior to yesterday, and now 13 more in the queue that say that they were drugged, intoxicated, molested by this guy. What a shame. It really is. And the individual stories, I don't want to embarrass any of these women. They wake up in hotel rooms. They wake up in cars. They wake up in studios. They wake up anywhere and everywhere. Victims at the hand of this guy who used his influence, his power, power of persuasion, it would seem, under the circumstances. You know, are all these women weak? The men who are trying to defend Cosby in this, and there aren't many of them, say, well, these women are weak. Really? So where you have to be in order to withstand guys like Trump or these creeps in the college campuses? What do you have to? You have to be a powerhouse. You have to be a big, strong woman and punch him in the gut, kick him in the you-know-whats.
What kind of a man would call a woman
thank you.
Weak because she was drugged?
That's the better question. And who is it that's looking at Cosby and saying, oh, this guy deserves a different, he deserves a fair shake. Oh, he deserves the benefit of the doubt. I think the doubt has long since been erased. Has
and he's
not?
Also had all these years of freedom while all these women have been walking around emotionally and physically scarred.
Yeah,
so,
there's a lot of women.
It's, he's had enough time. He's had plenty of time on his own in the free world. And if he was in California, thanks to the new Brock Turner law, then maybe he would get mandatory jail time.
So here is the Gloria Allred on the scene. She says that there's a parade now. She got in on the act yesterday, as you would expect her to do. She's representing a lot of these other women that are various places around the country. Most of them are West Coast accusers. So this is pretty pathetic, actually. The sexual violence, that's what it... And so yesterday, somebody played the race card and said, well, all these accusers are white, so they just don't like Cosby because he's black.
No, they're not.
The ones from yesterday, I think, are, Richie. Of the 50 before, there were some black. I think they're all... that was the info. So yesterday, some of the 13 are not... white?
No, some of the original 50 are black. Some
But I'm not talking about them. Okay. I'm not talking about the 13 from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So that's how the race card seems to have been played, or the suggestion on his lawyer's part is that this is a racial thing. Right, they're after him because he's a dirty old black man, not because he's a dirty old white man.
That is ridiculous.
Isn't it?
Until this started, he was probably the most beloved man of in America.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
By white people, regardless of race. I mean, he...
Make any difference.
Now he's going to die a hated man that's broken because all of his lawyers have taken his money trying to defend his life's actions.
Pretty fair.
Well, and who cares about that? He doesn't matter if he's broke, and I don't care at all.
It just look at the story, though. It's just amazing how a guy who got so much
sitting on
and
top
was so
of the world.
Just ruined his life because he couldn't control himself.
Yeah.
Well, I think that language. I mean, I kind of get a little bit ruffled when I hear men say, "Oh, he ruined his life." No, he ruined 50 other lives.
No, you're right. He did.
I mean, it
absolutely
shows
to, more than 50. 50 have stood up, but how many more are there that are in the weeds that don't want to talk about it because they don't want to be embarrassed or they just don't want to get involved?
But here's the thing. I mean, you look at the Tiger Woods. You look at anybody who's a billionaire and who is not in touch with reality. To the point where they think that they can do this and that it's okay.
Okay.
Right.
Because I'm...
At what point do you have enough money where reality is just so far out of reach that you don't see your actions?
Well, they don't have consequences because of your money.
Well, I would also
people
think
look the
in
other
order
way. Or he's an athlete, a student athlete, so we'll look the other way.
I think there also has to be a mental there's a mental component here because there are people with plenty of money who don't go around drugging and raping women. You know, I mean there are a lot of like philanthropists who do great things. Richard Branson isn't drugging women, you know? I mean, I think there's obviously a mental illness somewhere in here too.
Yeah.
So there has to be something else wrong with you because if all of us win a billion dollars overnight in the
case,
lottery,
Victoria,
we're not going to start doing that.
All right, so if that's the case, then do they deserve some, not special consideration, but people who are, by definition, insane, are usually taken care of differently, or ought they be taken care of differently by the system than just taken down through the normal channels of law and order?
Well, I don't think that this is an insanity thing. I mean, you know,
are the actions of a crazy man.
Well,
it doesn't mean that they're acceptable by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
I don't want people to hear that. But the guy's crazy.
Well, so I don't think he's insane. There are people who are like clinically insane and criminally
insane. Not clinically,
insane.
But this is criminal action. I think he's criminally insane. I do. I think he.
Well, then he's going
he
to
be taken
end up
out of society, put someplace in a box where he can't hurt anybody.
But then he's going to end up in a in a cushy facility somewhere instead of jail.
No, that gets him away from at least the maddening crowd. There's a story that goes back to my farm here in Massachusetts. The fellow who the family that originally owned it and owned it for a long time. The year is 1926, as the story is told. This fellow, I can use his name. Well, his first name is Philip. I can use his first name. I can tell him his last name. It's not important to the story. So he gets married and immediately doesn't like his wife. The family is one of these Carnegie-type families that's all very visible, and they're making lots of money doing, I don't know what they were doing there in some manufacturing business. So, and the family principals are not involved anymore. They're just using and enjoying the money. So this fellow marries a very attractive socialite and decides in the first 3 or 4 months he doesn't like her. So he takes a pillow and smothers her and kills her. That's it. That's the way he dispatched. He didn't like it. He wanted to get divorced. He just wanted to get rid of his wife. So he is brought to court, brought to trial, accused of murder. And instead of, remember, this is the 1920s, instead of being taken down the normal road because of his money and influence, they make a deal. The family makes a deal with the judge to have him incarcerated on his own facility and watched 24 hours a day by quote-unquote nurses who are supposed to be guards, so he will not be able to go out and do any more harm to anybody. So he's declared medically and clinically insane. And he is brought to the family farm, which I now own, in Massachusetts. He lives to be 99 years of age, never does any work, never does anything. He's no more insane than you and me. And yet he lives out his life here, having dispatched his wife, and he spent a lot of time with a lot of different women over the years, but was very, very, very quiet about it. And he had nurses on guard, on duty, if you will, 24 hours a day, and that's the way the system worked for him. They paid off the judge, and the judge said, okay, well, this guy doesn't, he shouldn't go to jail. We'll put him in protective custody, and his family's responsible for him. And that was the end of that. So, I mean, that was 1926, but you think those things don't happen today? Those things happen today.
Yeah, look at Brock Turner. People still say that his family has so much money and influence that the whole town rallied behind him just to get him out released early.
Right.
And now he's a bodyguard.
He'll get his. Yeah. In some way, shape, or form, he'll get his.
What's going on with his mother?
Oh. Yeah. 19 past the hour. Good question.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaikinPoints for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Getting down with it, Richie. Go for it, Doug. 24. This is Destiny's Child, yeah?
No, it's Beyonce.
Oh, it is Beyonce. She turned 35.
Early, early solo Beyonce, right after she broke up with Destiny's Child, yeah.
She turned 35 over the weekend to celebrate. She took all of her friends back in time for a birthday party with a theme from Soul Train. What a great TV show that was.
That's the show you love, right?
So much fun. That was a lot of fun, that show.
They're bringing it back.
Well, it was the black version of American Bandstand. That really is what it was in an era. Don, what's his last name?
Cornelius.
Thank you. was fabulous as a record producer. He produced some of the best acts in the R&B world, and he brought that to the Soul. He wasn't a great host at the beginning. He's kind of campy in a way. But anyway, so because she was part of that early on, she's called Queen B or Queen Bay?
What's Queen B.
Queen B. B. Yeah. Spelled B-E-Y.
Yeah.
All right. Some people call her the Beehive.
Her group of fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rihanna has the Navy. I don't know why, but she's done a lot of stuff with veterans and with the Navy, so her fans have just decided to call themselves the Navy. And so she has the Beehive.
Yeah. Here's the music. This is Soul Train music. Crank this up, Richie. This so smacks of Don Cornelius. Oh my God, this sounds like
his son tried to carry on. His son was doing the show for quite a while.
His son is trying to revive it, I think.
Isn't that
BET?
He was doing it.
Yeah, it'd be a great show for BET.
Yeah,
BET is bringing it back.
It is. Okay.
I think it's coming back this fall.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. This is a great, perfect place, perfect venue for all of that stuff. Let's see, Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland, and Michelle Williams. We're dancing to the Soul Train music. This is a party that was held in New York. Does she live? I thought she lived in L.A.
They have a place in New York. They got married. Yeah, they got married here in New York. Was
married
4 years ago?
Puff Daddy, right? Who she married?
No, Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z. Does it sound bad if I say they all seem the same? Jay-Z.
It's from a genre of music that you don't know a lot about.
Right, I don't know exactly. It's not about their looks. It's just about what they do, what they present.
Well, speaking of Puff Daddy,
he wore
was
a wig. A leisure suit and a wig from the Saturday Night Fever era, which is when Soul Train first got started. She wasn't around for the beginning of it, but that's what it's like in the beginning. All that stuff. That's why I loved it so much, because I love disco.
Well, you know, it's funny. All the videos that people posted on Instagram, Beyonce's got some good... I mean, she's a fabulous dancer anyway, but she's got some great disco moves. And everybody was out on the dance floor. It looked like a really fun party.
Yeah, it does look like it was fun.
Twice this week, I found out about somebody I never heard of before, Swizz Beatz. He was at this party with Alicia Keys, married to Alicia Keys, right? Isn't that what he said the other day? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Usher was there, and Carmelo, and Lala, Anthony, Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy. How old would she be? Six, seven?
Maybe five.
Okay.
Five or six. She apparently was there with her grandma, and she did the birthday toast when they wheeled the cake out, and then she went to bed.
But you can imagine, if you can see some of this in video form, it's all disco. This was a disco party.
Yeah, they're all dressed in the disco era.
Yeah, right. It's a disco party.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Because that's what Soul Train was really pretty much all about. So, very cool. I'm surprised I wasn't invited, actually. You want to check into that?
I'm very surprised.
Yeah, me too. 28 past the hour.
When you reminisce, be aware. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When a relationship ends due to a breakup, it ends for a reason. But it also began for a reason, and it also lasted for whatever time frame it did for a reason, too. The point is that although every relationship that ends in a breakup had to have some bad in it, it also had some good as well. And once we're apart from someone, we no longer miss the bad things. We only miss the good things. So we begin to romanticize about the good things. And somehow, through reminiscing, we make the good things much better than they likely actually were. Be mindful that you don't miss the bad in lost relationships. You only miss the good parts. But should you choose to rekindle that relationship, you will be getting back the bad along with the good. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pic of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 19.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you.
call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend. Till the end when we part, I will give you.
Now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keith and Richard Fan is at the ready, our studio in Washington, not having the services of Kara Schillen as she recuperates from her broken leg. We know that's the left or the right side.
To ask her, and that would make a big difference as to whether she can drive in here or not.
Right. Yeah, so.
I guess I better ask her.
Yeah, there's an idea. Donald Trump, ahead of Hillary Clinton by 2 points in the survey out today from CNN. Trump is leading Clinton 45% to 43%, with 7% going to Gary Johnson. I'm of the opinion that Johnson better be, I don't know, does this sound threatening? He better be in those debates.
I hope he is, but doesn't he have to get 15%?
That's
right. He was at 8% the last time I heard, but then now he's down to 7. He hasn't been as visible.
No, he hasn't been visible at all. That's why I was wondering about that, too.
And where's Bill Weld been? And Bill, you and I are both fans of Bill Weld. Yes. Where's he been?
Yep.
It's like they made a statement in the beginning and then flash in the pan. Now they're gone.
Yep. Why is that? Not sure. Okay, here's something that people will be talking about today. The fate of the leader of the protests that followed the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. It was 2 years ago. It doesn't seem as... Can you believe that? It was August 2014 that guy was shot.
Wow.
So now, today, they found the body of Darren Seals inside his burned-out car in Riverview, which is about 12 miles from the scene of the crime, if you will, Ferguson. The people in the neighborhood said they heard loud noises, shooting, and then a big boom. And they looked out the window, and the car was on fire. St. Louis County Police Crimes Unit called in to assist the local police to try to figure out what happened. Really? You need the police to figure out what happened? I think that would take about 13 seconds to figure out what happened. And when they were waiting, and it was time for the people who are not in favor of Black Lives Matter or whatever, this guy, Seals, who was the victim, lived in the St. Louis area about 12 miles from the, it's sort of like a triangle. Here's where he was found over here, 12 miles from Ferguson, which is 12 miles from St. Louis. Anyway, the police say they're investigating it as a homicide. Duh. If you go to the Twitter page that Seals had, he described himself as a businessman, a revolutionary, an activist, an unapologetically black African in America, and he spells America with three K's, A-M-E-R-I-K-K-K-A. So that didn't do him any good. I wonder how much of this conversation is trending on Twitter, Twitter at DJV Show. Victoria, how much of that? Looking at the trending column. You know what's trending? I just looked at something.
I
don't know if I was surprised.
Yeah, it's not on there yet.
The anticipation of the movie Sully this weekend, that is blowing up everywhere. People are talking about that. And in an excited way. I think this movie's going to be very... But Richie yesterday. Did you get this? Did you send this to Victoria?
I can't remember whether I did or not.
Don't travel. The theme...
It's a meme.
Floating around on the certain... photo like Instagram and Pinterest and stuff. It says the theme is Never Travel with Tom Hanks. And there are pictures of him in Apollo 13 and Castaway, and as the captain of that ship that got captured by the Somalians.
Oh my God!
Well, that's funny. The meme is one thing I will never do: travel with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, right? So the latest is his being the captain of the plane that went down the Hudson. That's very clever, actually.
It's fun.
Yeah, a lot of very clever stuff.
Well, that movie, Sully, looks incredible. A friend of my dad who's a pilot for United saw a screening of it and said it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he absolutely raved about it.
How do you make a two-hour movie around 48 seconds?
Yeah.
You know? Well, yeah, I mean, I guess...
It's 2 hours and 4 seconds. I mean, minutes and 4 seconds.
The investigation and all that stuff. I didn't know there was such a big deal.
Well, you see, that's why it's so good to make such a good movie, because everybody made a hero out of Sullivan, but the people at the FAA were trying to make him out to be the scapegoat. He was the reason that the plane went into the river, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, when he wasn't at all. But the behind the scenes of this was, Laura Linney plays his wife in the movie. The behind the scenes of this is that there was a lot of skullduggery going on. At first, U.S. Air, which doesn't surprise me at all, because the guy that runs U.S. Air is a crumb bum. He now runs American. Doug Parker is his name. They were trying to lay the blame wherever they could so that they didn't have to take it themselves. And it wasn't really anybody's fault. It was birds. The birds... When the plane took off, the birds that are at the end of the runway, LaGuardia has a very short runway.
Yes.
And at the end of the runway, you're in the Long Island Sound. So you take off, and the birds are all over the place there. Why it hadn't happened before is probably more to the point of the story than anything else. It's happened in Boston.
Border collies like every other airport in the country.
Chase them away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just chase the birds away. Anyway, so the birds flame out the two engines. And there's no, what are you going to do? It's like you've got a, it's like a glider. and all you can do is glide it to some place. And it's very obvious from when you, if you read the story, there's a lot of stuff that's been written. I'm fascinated with flying.
I don't understand what they can accuse him of doing if it was an obvious bird strike.
Yeah, well, what they can and what they
do. Well, you scared off the runway to hit the birds.
Yeah, right. That plane is deliberate.
Hey, Bob,
how much have you had to drink in the last 12 hours, Captain Sullenberger? And that, you know, they play all of those angles. But this is, here's Clint Eastwood, who's 86 years old, and another masterpiece.
Yeah.
That's really, that's part of the story here.
Clint Eastwood's 86 years old?
86 years old.
Oh, wow.
And he puts together another masterpiece. And he and Hanks are very good friends. And they, so they, you know, have to work. People like that, you just understand that I respect his craft. That's one of the things that Eastwood is known for, his phenomenal ability to work with talent. They do much of this stuff. He's well known. People love to give him money to produce a film because he always comes in under budget and under time. One or two takes and that's it. You know, most of these movies, you know, 13, 14, some cases, depending on how intricate it is, 30 takes of the same thing. With Eastwood, nope, know your lines. Get into the whatever the prop is, and let's go. Take a shot or two at it. Bingo, next.
I would guess that he would tell you it's because he's an actor first, and a lot of actors end up making great directors.
Ben Affleck is becoming a very good director because
and Bradley Cooper's getting into directing now. He's going to direct the new A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga. So a lot of actors make good directors just because of that. They understand their own time and how many takes it is too much. It takes away all your inspiration.
I went to Clint Eastwood's wiki page.
Yeah.
And he was born May 31st, 1930. He's 86. 6'4". I didn't know he was
tall. He's a big tall guy.
I knew he was tall.
Yeah,
but the best thing about his wiki page is they have a couple of his top quotes. If you want a guarantee, buy a toaster. I tried being reasonable. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. Are these movie lines?
Movie lines, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the last one. I have a very strict gun control policy. If there's a gun around, I want to be in control of it. He's got some of the best movie lines ever.
Yeah, he has. All right. Do you want to know, punk, what is that line? He's got a magnum.
You feeling lucky, punk?
Yeah.
Now this gun's got 6 bullets in it.
Let me see. Did I use them all?
Right. Feeling lucky, punk. And then, of course, my all-time favorite from Outlaw Josie Wales, Dying Ain't Much of a Living Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Do it all day long.
Anyway, all right, so here's something else we can do all day long, 43 past the hour. That is focus on your health, your heart, your brain, your joints, your limbs, and so much more that is affected by blood getting to all these areas of your body. You get open arteries, open veins. If you relax your veins, the blood gets all around your body, to your muscles, to your brain, to everywhere that needs your body. Every little scintilla of your body needs blood. You need blood flow. It's the most important thing to your survival. So if you are feeling sluggish, if you're not getting around much, your body's not going to work properly. And so you need to get that nutrient-rich blood, the oxygenated blood, everywhere to your organs. You don't want your body to wither away, your body to starve. Come on, join the band. Victoria, Richie, Doug, everybody associated with Good Day is on the Super Beats bandwagon. It's a functional food for circulation that helps create nitric oxide in your body. And so that naturally delivers the blood where it really needs to go, and that's everywhere. Mix the powdered Super Beats in a glass of water or a smoothie. I do this commercial when I think about my using it, because I have the smoothie. I just put some protein powder in it and some Super Beats what I did for the flavor today, I used a couple of protein drinks and mixed them all together, and then I put some maple syrup in it I didn't have any ice cream, so I put some maple syrup in it.
Well, good quality maple syrup is very healthy for you, actually.
Yeah.
I bake with it.
Chip cookie and throw it in there, too?
No, I haven't had my morning chocolate chip cookie yet. The ones that I have this week are, they have cranberries and white chocolate in them. That's this week's chocolate chip cookie selection.
Where anyway, do you get them? You're not making them, I'm assuming, right?
No, I just go to, there's a little place that I go that has, there's a special little farm stand over in Hudson that has great local cookies. And so when I drive by, I stop and pick up a...
Supposedly there's Chinese-made cookies.
There are plenty of them around, Richie. So, protect the river of life. Revive your withering organs. Get Super Beats. Call 800-655-4183. I think I convince about a dozen people or more every time I talk about this who haven't gotten into the flow yet, if you get the pun. Super Beats is so loaded, not only with those nitrates that open up the blood, but they also fill it up with antioxidants and vitamins and all kinds of minerals. This is really good. And it's yours by dialing 800-655-4183. What a wonderfully reasonable way for you to enhance your body and your health. 800-655-4183. Or you can buy them online. Just go to DougLikesPeets.com. Get the deal. Buy a regular 3-month supply. Get the 4th month free. Free. 30-day supply free of Super Beats when you buy the regular order first time around. 800-655-4183. 554183.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back to school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's... Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
Okay, you know me, I don't like to involve myself in trivial gossip, but as long as we have a few seconds here, would you like to have a moment of silence for Taylor Swift and Tom Huddleston? Or Hiddleston? Apparently, rest in peace, hashtag HiddleSwift. It's been fun. An amicable split. I've pretty much written her off. I think she's an opportunist.
I agree.
Yeah, she doesn't do it.
So is there going to be a song out about him now?
Oh, yeah. An album, I'm sure. She's probably just trying to figure out how to rhyme Hiddleston and Tom.
I like her, though. I mean, she's...
I don't know. You know what? When you engage in a battle with Kanye and he owns you, I mean, he was totally in the right. She was completely in the wrong, and the world knows it now. I don't know. You've committed PR suicide.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What is it with you and the tech music? Why can't you get the tech music?
Why don't you guys remind me?
Set aside. Well, we didn't think we had to remind you. You have a mind of your own. So I figured you remember. All right, anyway, 53 after the hour. The big story today in technology is Apple. And I don't mean, is it Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter named Apple?
Yes. Yes.
It's not a day for her. It's a day for those of you who are looking for Apple 6s or 9s or 8s or whatever 7s. The right number is. 7s. Did I hear 7? Okay, so let's see here. I'm not going to give you the information. I'll let Victoria and Richie, who are far better school in this info, bring you that info. Plus, what happened to ITT Technical Institute? It's goodbye time. Those stories coming right up here on Tech Talk.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers, it's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Oh, man!
And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payment is $13.89 for $50,000 finance. Example down payment 7.8%. Most finance through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
All right, so today is the Big Apple Day, big with small letter, capital letter A. So how do we put all of this stuff together? The announcement is today, so that means when is this new phone actually available?
Today they announce Friday you should be able to pre-order.
Yeah.
And then the first phones should start showing up 2 weeks after that.
So how long before you'll get your new phone? You're usually first in line.
Are you getting a new one?
Yeah, I want to see the announcement first and to see what's there. And then if there's enough there, I will go out and get a new one. And you know what? I'll pre-order.
Can you pre-order before the announcement? Like, are people already in line?
No.
No.
Not until after they do the announcement and they tell you Wednesday at midnight you will be able to do the pre-order. And then at 12:01, everybody's online trying to get in first. And likely what I will do is try to pre-order Wednesday morning if I like the phone. And
today's Wednesday.
Friday morning. Sorry.
Friday morning, okay.
And if I like the phone, and then, you know, it takes a few weeks to show up.
Sure. I mean, I think a lot of people are really waiting, just like Rich said, a lot of people are waiting to see what the new features are going to be. There are a lot of rumors out there. There's a second camera added. There are going to be wireless headphones. There's no more headphone jack, things like that. But if it's not enough to make you ditch your current 6 or 6S, which for me, I still love my 6. I have no problems with it whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I may wait until next September, which will be the 10th anniversary of iPhone, and that's when it's going to be a big overhaul of the iPhone.
And here's the deal.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
iPhone is the only high-end phone that hasn't switched over to the LED screens, which have a beautiful picture on them. They're still using the old-era LCD screens, and I don't know why they haven't caught up yet, but that's what I was waiting for, and it's not going to happen on this version. So will it happen in the next version, in the S version of the 7? I don't know. Should I wait until then? I don't know. So now I want to see what they release in this version before I go. And then if I upgrade now, will I be able to upgrade in a year when they finally bring out the one I've been waiting for?
Right. And that's another thing to also weigh. You know, in the next version, they have the rumor is that the cases are going to be made of glass because they'll be waterproof. And the LED screens will then kick in as well. That's what the rumor is about the next generation of iPhone.
And that's a big thing right now is, you know, a lot of talk about the no headphone jack. And they're saying that it will be, but they won't call it waterproof.
Not good for radio, it would seem.
No, you use Bluetooth.
Listen.
It's fine.
All right, ITT Technical Institute shutting down after 50 years. One of the largest operators of a for-profit technical school ending operations yesterday, citing government action to curtail the company's access to...
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.